CR TV News with Rigobe Maniga. In the headlines, the governor of the Far North region, Mijiawa Bakari, has warned that anyone found guilty of spreading false information on social media in the region will face the strong hand of the law. Local officials say 22 children have died and at least 132 have been injured after a school building collapsed in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. Emergence Cricket Club of Mvogada, Yaoundé, and Cheetahs of Bamenda are the cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women's categories for the 2024 season. Members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon Serac have donated classroom benches to some government high schools in Faro Division in the North Region. The Serac ladies, led by Mrs. Buba Bello Aminatu, representative of the founding president and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, Mrs. Chantal Bia, encouraged the education family in the division to continue the good work of growing youngsters who will in the future contribute to the socio-economic development of the nation. Details with Julius Neba.
In line with their mission to bring development to the doorstep of Cameroonians by delivering the much-needed assistance to the most vulnerable groups, the Serac women on this occasion to support the educational family in Faro symbolically handed the classroom benches destined to government high schools in the division during a ceremony at the police ceremonial ground attended by a cross-section of the region's administrative authorities. Madam Bubabilo Aminatu, personal representative of the founding president of the Serac Women and UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador, First Lady Mrs. Chantal Bia, was a bearer of a message of encouragement to the Faro educational family with a promise to continue supporting them in grooming bright Cameroonians who will contribute to the socioeconomic development of the nation.
Madam Chantal Bia charged me to extend her appreciation for the work you people are doing to educate young people in Faro, despite the challenges you are facing.
While promising to take care of the classroom benches, the Faro Divisional Delegate of Secondary Education, Muhammadu Hamwa, highlighted that the classroom benches will definitely help the students to study comfortably, thereby assuring quality and sustainable education in the division.
Madam Chantal Bia, on behalf of the education family in Faro, I want to sincerely thank you for these gifts. They will definitely have a positive impact on official examinations in the division in the years to come.
Imploring other persons of goodwill to copy the example of the women of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, Serac, the delegate added that they are still struggling with infrastructural, didactic material and teaching personnel challenges in Faro Division. Julius Neba, CR TV News, Faro.
The governor of the Far North region says those who will use the social media to propagate false information will face damnation. Mijiawa Bakari was speaking in Marua to refute rumors on social media of an eventual dismantling of a female suicide bomber with explosives within the town. The governor has called on the population to go about their activities unperturbed, stating that the government is doing everything possible to ensure the protection as well as of people as well as their property, adding that vigilante groups in the region have been equipped by the head of state. Let's now listen to Governor Mijiawa Bakari in this excerpt of an interview selected by Amos Enonyake Tagbo.
Those who want to disturb, use the social media, the head of state put at the disposal of the vigilant committee the material to reinforce their capacity to work alongside our forces of law and security. Social information is just to disturb and to discourage people. The final region is a plan of reconstruction. There is no more escape. People are involved in working. So there is no need to be afraid because the entire Far North region is calm and serene.
Far North Regional Governor Mijiawa Bakari speaking there. The execution rate of the public investment budget for 2024 in Konki Division in the West Region stands at 30%, a significant milestone as the region, as the division stands, is ranked fourth in the classification chart. The information was made public this Friday during the second follow-up committee meeting charged with the evaluation of the execution rate of the physical and financial aspects of the 2024 public investment budget in Kunki. Details with Isaac Ngonkum.
As of the 30th of June 2024, Kunki Division in the West Region can boast of a 30% execution rate of its public investment budget for the 2024 fiscal year, with the total allocations of 875 million CFA francs, according to the divisional president of the follow-up committee, Honorable Albert Quinche, speaking during the second evaluation meeting in Banjul, Friday, July 12. The execution rate is quite satisfactory, but there is still room for improvement before the fiscal year runs out. In the meantime, about 40 public investment budget projects in the division have been meticulously examined by the follow-up committee. The committee says there is need for all to ensure proper maturation of projects before implementation. Despite the non-respect of execution deadlines, slow transmission of contract documents to the follow-up committee, and gross precipitation in the execution phase, Kunki Division has made a leap forward in the region, coming from the 7th position last year to occupy the 4th place on the classification chart. It is hoped the division will achieve more results in the execution of her public investment budget project before the 2024 fiscal year runs out. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Banjul.
8 priests and 8 deacons have been ordained at the Our Lady of Victory's Cathedral in Yaoundé. Officiating at the ordination mass was the Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, and speaking to reporters shortly after the ordination ceremony, he described the ceremony as the beginning of another era in the Catholic Church, with the promotion of synodality, a new form of governance characterized by co-responsibility and a greater participation of Christians and managing the household of God. Here is the Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga.
We are very happy today for these ordinations, 8 priests, 8 deacons, and the promotion is called the promotion of synodality. That means, according to the teaching of the Holy Pope Francis, we are now promoting synodality in our church as a new form of governance. It will be the call of participation, co-responsibility, and we intend to associate all the people in the promotion of the church. So I hope that the faithful will be very open to us. So together we will continue to promote church at local level and universal level.
The Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga, speaking there. Sons and daughters of the Adamawa region residing in the center and south regions of Cameroon have united to elect the new executive bureau of their association. This was during the installation ceremony of the newly elected members of the executive bureau of the non-governmental organization in Yaoundé this Saturday. Ellen Nuidin completes the story.
Existing since the 3rd of October 1991, its main goal is to bring development, gather the natives of the Adamawa region, and promote social cohesion for the sustainable development of the region. The Vice President of the Association of the Adamawa Natives, Mahamadou Saoudi, says the newly installed bureau will continue to defend the interests of the Adamawa region.
The new people who have been chosen, who have been elected, we have the confidence that they will continue so to reassure the link of solidarity. That's our linking us. It will be a very dear possibility for us because all of them, they are in the center and south region, which is very strategic in our country. And we think that and we hope that with the quality of the members who have been elected, we have the guarantee that they will contribute to the development of Adamawa in particular and the development of Cameroon in general.
According to the incoming president of the Association of Adamawa Natives, Aruna Gambo, the new bureau under his supervision will accompany the government in the socio-economic and political development of Cameroon.
Some young entrepreneurs have showcased their online businesses in Douala. The third edition of the concept, dubbed Lee Dules, created by Roger Dotto, was also an opportunity for the young Cameroonians to share best practices in business and make some cash. Maronkwere Beziate reports.
The over 100 youths converged on Bonanjo Douala 1 subdivision to showcase their petty businesses, most of which they carry out online. The third edition of the concept, dubbed Leeds Deal, created by Roger Boto, was an opportunity for the youths to carry out business transactions, not only in the quest for money, but also to share experiences and have fun. Jason Kamna was part of the organizing committee.
Leeds Deal is all about selling dresses, dancing, and just having fun for the youth. And there is streetwear, there is European and American style. Our priority here is to make the client satisfaction. If the client is satisfied, we are satisfied.
Some exhibitors on the site already have big dreams for the future as they believe the Lead Deals concept will pave the path to achieving them. Bracon Tamak Manon was one of them.
I'm a small business owner and I'm exhibiting some perfumes, dresses and accessories, gloves and jewelries. I saw certain stuff and I had some new followers on my Instagram, so I'm investing more in my business for it to be bigger.
The youths also made available a variety of chewables for visitors to savour. The next edition of the Lead Deals has been slated for next year. Madon Kwele Bezatia, CRTV News, Douala.
CPDM supporters of the Nyong and Kele East 2 section in Gibazo and Port Makak, Nyong and Kele Division of the Central Region have been called upon to fulfill their civic duty by registering massively on the electoral lists in order to make their voices heard in the 2025 presidential election. Minister Pauline Rengene, member of the CPDM Permanent Regional Delegation, was speaking this Saturday in Gibazal and Port Makak while on a visit to these localities to evaluate voters' registration. Speaking to Joyce Cliff Tata in an interview, the minister emphasized that her presence in these communities is to inspire them to get ready for 2025.
I think that we finish with our visit in all the 10 sections today because we went around. Nyoekele has 10 sections. We had to go to each section to sensitize, to mobilize the CPDM militant, just for them to make sure that they're doing the right thing. Nyoekele is not an easy department division. So we had to do this, what we're doing now, because if we wait until the elections next year, we might have surprises, because in front of us, there are other parties here around, and we know them. One thing that we gain is that we saw very good mobilization. We saw the interest the CPDM militant showed. So we think that we have to go on with the work we started because it's not finished. It's just the beginning. But at least we had to do what we're doing now. If we continue with what we started, things will go well. So we're kind of satisfied about the job that we've done so far.
Minister Pauline Rengen is speaking there, and our reporter, Joyce Cliff Tata, sees the meeting in Port Makak made room for the CPDM supporters to present their needs to Minister Pauline Rengene, which, if met, will increase the number of registered voters in electoral lists.
In an atmosphere of ecstasy, Minister Pauline Irengene, member of the permanent delegation of the Central Region, met with CPDM supporters in Port Makak to have an exchange with them to know their challenges, explain to them detailly what it means to be a party supporter in order not to get distracted during the heat the period of elections come with, an area in which the opposition party already has its roots planted deep. Reason enough for the CPDM to step up her game. Port Makak is made up of 52 villages, and according to the CPDM section president, Northeast 1, Professor Louis Paul Njok, they have been able to establish national identity cards for more than 1,000 persons in 5 days. Efforts saluted by the minister while imploring the party members to copy hierarchy's good example and encourage many others to register on the electoral list. She prescribed discipline and consistency in order to increase the CPDM results in the 2025 presidential elections. I am Joyce Klitata reporting from Port Makak.
Leaders of some youth and women-led civil society organizations in Bamenda have highlighted the lack of information, poverty and peer pressure as some of the factors that push adolescents into unsafe sexual behavior, exposing them to infections and even death. In a one-day event, the over 200 young girls who took part were reminded of the dangers of involving themselves in risky sexual behavior and the importance of acquiring skills to be financially independent. Ola Titanki completes that story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Gender-based actors and guidance counselors consider the adolescent period as a stage in life where the young persons often engage in risky sexual behavior, alcoholism, and other vices that expose them to unwanted pregnancy, sexually transmissible infections, and abortion.
Yekov Sinzi, founder of Yekov Foundation. Our parents do not want to talk to us about sexuality and menstruation. We tend to want to explore everything. At the end of the day, we involve in risky sexual behaviors.
The one-day seminar attended by young girls from 10 to 30 years is considered a safe space for them to share their challenges and acquire in-depth information on their sexuality and personal development.
Profile Lilian, the presentations focus on health and well-being, entrepreneurial skills, and then STEM education. If they have other difficulties, they can always turn back to us.
The participants consider the session as a wake-up call for the adolescents who are vulnerable.
Mangfum Bongi Maiva, I've never really sat down with my mom and really think of it. It was really a big help for me.
The over 200 girls have pledged to be ambassadors and disseminate the knowledge acquired in their different communities and educational establishments. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
17 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. Local officials say 22 children have died and at least 132 have been injured after a school building collapsed in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. St. Academy in the state capital just caved in while students were in class on Friday morning. Children were trapped under the debris. Volunteers used excavators, hammers, and their bare hands to break through the piles of concrete and twisted iron rods to reach many of the trapped. Police told reporters that at least 22 children had died in the collapse, with many more receiving treatment in local hospitals. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says at least 71 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a designated humanitarian area in an attack which Israel says targeted senior Hamas leaders. The statement holds that more than 289 people were injured. The strike hit the Al-Mawasi area near Khan Yunis, which the Israeli military has designated as a humanitarian zone, urging Palestinians to seek refuge there. An Israeli military official said he did not know how many people died in the strike and would not say if the two Hamas men were amongst those killed or wounded. In sports, Emergence Cricket Club of Mvogada Yaounde and Cheetahs of Bamenda are the cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women's categories this year. During the finals that were played this afternoon at Lycée Leclerc in Yaounde, Emergence women beat Academic Cricket Club of Douala by 87 to 62 runs, while in the men's category, Cheetahs Cricket Club of Bamenda overpowered Sixers of Edea by 82 to 55 runs. At the end of the two finals, the president of the Cameroon Cricket Federation, Victor Agbonso, told Ben Collins New Beruwo that he is satisfied with what he saw.
The training seminar is a compulsory exercise for coaches, judges and referees to get them acquainted with the new rules before the competition. The coach of the karate team from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Kabon Ngoengoi, says the exercise enabled them to change their grades.
To become a continental coach, one needs such training. Before, Congo, Cameroon, with two coaches, the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Republic of Congo, we were four of us and all succeeded.
To the coach of the karate team from the Republic of Congo, Moussa Fiston, nothing much has changed.
Just some minor details, error committed by athletes, especially when they win and are jubilating. When someone scores a point out of the mat, there are some of the details.
Fights in Kumite and demonstrations in Qatar at the Fandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé will offer a perfect platform for these coaches, judges and referees to be evaluated.
Ben Collins Newberry were reporting. Lekki football girls are the winners of the 2024 Cameroon Cup in the female category. They won their second consecutive title with a 3-0 thrashing of Lovesmin Prof in the final this afternoon at the military stadium in Yaoundé. Journalism student on internship, Pewe Joe, was at the Ngwakele Stadium and brought back the following report.
The first 45 minutes of the encounter was full of offensives and counter-offensives. Each team tried to impose their game plan, producing an almost balanced game, which ended up goalless. However, coach Stéphane Zana of Lekki Football Field and his girls changed their approach in the second half that produced three goals. Liz Tower's goal and Raisa Nanga's brace helped Lekki Football Field to retain the Cup of Cameroon that they won last year. A victory, the players say, it is in honor of the president of the club who died recently.
I just play as I've always been playing. I move from the left to right. I call the ball through the space and also intervals too. Mentally, we are very, very prepared. You know, when you are physically fit, you're also mentally fit. And again, we just wanted to use this as a way to say goodbye to our president. And we all know that he always wanted us to take the Cameroon Cup. So we just had to do all our possible best in order to say him farewell by winning this game of today.
What was your impression about Lovesmin Prof?
Lovesmin Prof has always been a very, very good team, as we all know. They have experienced players too, and most of them they have played in the national team and some are still playing in the national team. So we just had to be more focused, and also we had to use a weak point in order to attack them.
Thank you very much.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much. And congratulations.
Among the hundred of spectators who turned out at the Ngwakele Stadium this afternoon to watch the final was the president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Samuel Etofis, and the Minister of Women Empowerment and the Family, Professor Marie-Thérèse Abena Undwa.
Journalism student on internship, Pewejo, reporting. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. The governor of the Far North region, Mijiawa Bakari, has warned that anyone found guilty of spreading false information in the region on social media will face the strong hand of the law. Local officials say 22 children have died and at least 132 others injured after a school building collapsed in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. A Mijans cricket club of Vogada Yaoundé and Cheetahs of Bamenda are the cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women's categories for the 2024 season. CRTV News.